so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mount.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning that we might come together to sit in the heavenly places. My, it seemed like just the time is just flying right on by. And we're so glad today that you're there and we're able to come into your homes and bring the message that we've been preaching for many, many years across the radio land. Well, let's get our broadcast started today as we do this song together. And Martha and I says, I'm going to meet you just inside the Eastern Gate, in memory of all of your loved ones.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gate. Then be ready, faithful at that meeting, just inside the Eastern Gate.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning,
just inside the Eastern Gate over there.
I will
That's an old, old song of the church, but it's a very beautiful song. I will meet you at the Eastern Gate. Well, we do trust today that God has richly blessed you this week. Maybe you had your problems, maybe you had your heartaches, but you know, God is God in the midst of all of our storms and all of our problems. And He didn't say you wouldn't have any trouble, but He did say, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the very end. Well, we're so glad for you today, and you are in our prayers, and we're praying that you're praying for us. And let's do this song right here for you. A beautiful song says simply, The Day Star.
Lily of the Valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in the beauty of God's sight. Thank you. fairest of 10,000. Make my life a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak through me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. And I pray, Lord Jesus, shine down, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night.
I tell you, that's a beautiful song, not just because I'm singing it. I'm just glad that I could sing it. But my, what the beauty of the words was. Day stars shine down upon me, let your light shine through me through the night. You know, that's what we're all about. We're a beacon in the night. A lot of people sit in darkness. The Bible said those that sit in darkness have saw the great light. But you know, just seeing the great light and be reminded of it, that's not good enough. The Bible said we must confess with our mouth, believe in our heart, that Christ died for our sins and we shall be saved. Now that's whosoever will. You can't put the gender on it. You can't put race, color, whatever we are. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. So day star, shine down upon me. All right, let's go right back now and do this beautiful song for you. And I hope that you enjoy this one also. This is called I'm Free. Thank God I'm free. For so long I had searched for life's meaning enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free.
I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I tread in my shackles for a glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last.
I am free from the guilt that I carry, from the dead empty life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. Forgot the foolish child I used to be.
I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past.
I my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
I tread in my shackles for the glorious life, and now, praise the Lord,
now I'm free at last. I want to read a passage of scripture for you here today, and it's found in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. Remember and forget not how thou provoked the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt, until you came unto the place ye have been rebellious against the Lord. You know, this word rebellious, I don't think there's a more bitter word that we can find in Scripture, but yet we find it laced within the passages of the Holy Word all through the Bible. How that God loved man, and in the Bible, the Bible said that God came walking to the cool of the day, crying, Adam, where art thou? Looking for Adam, loving mankind. And all that he's done for man, and yet man has rebelled against God. I preach a sermon sometime called God's Never Been God in His Own World. Even in the Bible said that Lucifer rebelled against God, was cast out of heaven, and that rebellious spirit is in the world today. Men are still rebelling against God. Jesus came into the world, and the world knew him, but yet they rejected him. They despised him, and they pulled his beard, spit in his face, and said, crucify him. We do not want him to be our king. Again, he was not allowed to be the God of the universe. But yet this word rebellious, it's a deadly and dangerous word, and yet it's something laced within our vocabulary that sometimes that we don't realize that we're really rebelling against God. The Bible said he that knoweth to do good and doeth not doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now, I'm not going to sit here this morning and tell you that I don't sin. I'm not going to tell you that you're going to ever live to the point where you won't sin. But the Bible does say if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father who is Christ Jesus. And I firmly believe that. I don't believe that's a license for us to sin. I don't think it's a license that we can go out and commit sin and God is following us around like a ink blotter, blotting out our sins as we do them, because we do sin against God. We sin against God every day, but you know, we sin against our own self. We sin against, our families, and we sin against our church. I mean, there's many sins that's laced within our body, but I want to talk about this word called rebellion. You see, rebellion has a dangerous partner, and that is reason. You know, a lot of times we rebel against God. We rebel against things that we shouldn't rebel against, but we've got a reason to rebel against. How many people have you heard say, well, oh, I know I did wrong, and I know that I shouldn't have done that, but I had a reason. They made me mad, or they did something to me that they shouldn't have done to me. But my friend, let me tell you, always remember that rebellion has a reason, and rebellion could be a good word if we would use it in the right category. But when we let reason intervene into our rebellion, then all of a sudden we find a partner which becomes more deadly. If Jesus said, hey, I got a reason to rebel, when they took him to Calvary, hung him on a cross, spit in his face, and said, if thou be the king, come down from the cross and save thyself and save us. Well, he could. He could have stepped from the cross. He could have come down from the cross. But no, he died for you and I. As a matter of fact, the Bible said he looked up on his enemies while he was on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You remember a man called Stephen? Stephen preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and told him about the cross. And I can understand in this period of time, because Judaism was in control, and this was something new that had been added to the people, and they rejected him, and they did despise him, and they rejected him, a man of sorrow, a man of grief, according to Isaiah 53. But when he was on the cross, and they were crucifying him, he could have stepped down from the cross. He could have called 10,000 angels. He had a reason, and if he'd allowed a reason to step into his life, like in the garden when he was praying with great drops of agony of blood that fell from his brow. Now remember, it was Luke, the writer that wrote that passage of scripture, and Luke was a doctor, and they say that happens because of a broken heart. So Jesus did have a reason. He could have had a reason to rebel again, dying, but he did not rebel. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hey, that prayer is still being heard in heaven today. Every sinner, every person that comes to Christ, that prayer is still being heard by the Heavenly Father. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So therefore, we have a reason for rebelling. When he was despised and rejected, yet the Father, the Bible says, saw him smitten. But yet God turned his back at Calvary upon his own son. He did that because of you and I. God had a reason. Back in the Antediluvian time, the Bible said there was nothing but sin and violence throughout the land. I mean, and God saw man as something that he loved, something that he cared for. And he said to Noah, Noah, prepare an ark for the saving of thy household. And Noah prepared an ark. Hey, my friend, I'm so glad today that Jesus looked beyond our faults. He looked beyond our reason, and saw the need, because there was a great need for a Savior. And He sent the Savior down. Jesus Christ came as God in flesh, incarnated, wrapped in the very image of God, wrapped Himself in flesh. He took on my infirmities. He took on my sin. He took on what I am and became what He could be at the cross of Calvary. And finally He cries, "Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit." Every imp in hell, every demon, every devil, every force that could ever be came to Christ that day. And the devil said, "Hey, you have now been defeated." But listen, Jesus said, "Into Thy hands I commend my spirit." And He gave up the ghost and He died. Hey, my friend, He died for you and I. Oh, what a Savior. A Savior that would die upon a cruel, cruel cross, being mocked, being despised of men. He could have said, "I have a reason," in the garden when He was praying, and the Spirit was indeed willing, but the flesh was weak. He could have said, "I have a reason." This morning, maybe you're rebelling against God. You're rebelling against things that you don't have a reason to rebel against. And this morning, if you are rebelling against God, you're provoking God. And by your rebelling, and that old reason steps in there and says, "Oh, you got a reason." Hey, my friend, listen, your reasons were born at Calvary. Jesus died because your reason was what sent Him to Calvary. He died for your sin that you may live without sin and one day live with Him. And don't rebel against God. Don't let reason become a great excuse in your life this beautiful Sunday morning.
As I start on my homeward journey, many miles from my home I have roamed, but this year things will be so different. There'll be no one to welcome me home. She won't be standing at the garden gate, and my dad won't be waiting at the door. There'll be no fire in the fireplace. There'll be no one to welcome me home.
I went back to the old home some years ago, and there were so few that I seemed to know. I stood there in my old front yard and watched the strangers stroll by. And I said to myself, "My, my, how time does fly." I stepped upon the porch and an angel opened the door. The same one that rocked me to sleep in the wonderful days of yore. When she took me in her arms and I saw the tears in her eyes, like a child again, I had to cry. She said, "I'm so glad you came, son, before I go away." I said, "Where you going, Mama?" "To that heavenly home, son, on God's golden shore. And there I pray we'll be together again, and to part nevermore."
She won't be standing at the garden gate, and my dad won't be waiting at the door.
Think about it.
There'll be no fire in the fireplace. There'll be no one to welcome me.
Well, I love that old song, "There Will Be No One There to Welcome Me Home." Hey, let's do one more song for you. So many people like this song, and it's been requested I get it on, so we're going to get it on for you. And this one said, "Let's Meet by the River."
I'm saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, I've done all I can do. I've preached the Word of God. Now the invitation is yours. I'm inviting you to Christ. I'm inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let Him change your life. Let Him be part of your life. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Let Him instruct you. Oh, I'm not calling you to be perfect. I couldn't make you perfect. You couldn't make me perfect. But I was just thinking just a moment ago that the Lord Jesus Christ can save you in just like the batting of an eye. Well, just think about it. We're on here each Sunday morning for 30 minutes, and hey, my friends, at the batting of an eye, so we have a golden opportunity, have a lot of time to present the music, present the gospel, to tell you that God wants to save you. Father, there is something to believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. He can reform, He can transform, and He can change our lives. He is the great physician. He's the healer. He is my protector, my refuge in the midst of my storm. Now bless my unseen audience. Save that one that's lost, that one right now that's ready to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And we'll give you praise for everything you do, for the finances that come in. We pray a special blessing because you said you would open the windows of heaven. You would press it down, shake it together. It would be running over. So we believe you and we trust you for that. Well, neighbor, we do appreciate you. Please sit down and write to us this week. We need to hear from you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.